Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Michael Lumpkin with AFI Docs.
We love having you in every year. It's a great festival every year. And last year's opening night film, Icarus, went on to win the Oscar, I believe.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, there you go. Let's start there. So talk about how, if our listeners, if they want to get almost a year in advance preview of what might win the Oscar, why to come out to this?
Well, it's going to be a personal statement because it's opening AFI Docs this year, of course. It's a great film about youth in high school, in a high school in New York City, and they're working on, you know, themselves, like getting into college, you know, the next step in their lives. But the great thing is there are also peer counselors in their high school helping their fellow students get to college as well. So it's a really moving, touching film about youth, you know, taking control of their lives and at the same time changing the world for the future. And that's a theme that's popped up in several films this year.
Interesting. And I wonder what's causing that, I wonder.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll take it. How about the centerpiece film this year? It's with a special anniversary in town, right?
Above and Beyond. Great documentary by Rory Kennedy about NASA and screening that at the Air and Space Museum, which is something we're doing this year. We're branching out to more venues on the National Mall and programming films in venues, in museums, and other places that, you know, make sense so that the content of the film speaks to the place where you are watching the films.
What other venues? I mean, we can get back to that movie in a second, but while we're on it, what other venues have you expanded to this year? Because last year was what, the museum and the archives, maybe?
Museum, East Street, and the AFI Silver. So we're at the National Gallery. We have a great art film at the National Gallery. We have a great film at the National Archives, The Cold Blue, which was made from film that's been, you know, in the archives for decades and decades, shot by William Wyler. We're at the United Institute of Peace, also at the African American Museum of History and Culture. So we're in a lot of places on the Mall.
That's really cool. I think I think the more the merrier. More venues, and especially some of these museums. And it'll be cool to see it in the big IMAX screen in Air and Space.
Yeah. NASA rockets taking off on that screen is great.
Tell me more about that movie. You said it's Rory Kennedy. Is it time with the anniversary of NASA?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's a history of NASA and their achievements, their kind of failures as well. But the really interesting thing is it gets in second half of the film, it gets into kind of the point when NASA expanded what they did and started really looking at the planet we're on and all of the work they do here on Earth around environmental issues and other things. So there, it's both about, you know, the far reaches of outer space, but also about the planet we're on.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned The Cold Blue by William. So to explain, William Wyler's daughter put this together based on footage her father shot in World War II, or how did this happen?
Yeah, she's an executive producer on the film, and it comes from Vulcan Productions. But it's pretty much wall-to-wall footage that William Wyler shot during World War II, following the Air Force as they were making runs from the UK over to Germany and bombing. So it's these guys who are in these planes going back and forth, and it's gorgeous footage. I mean, it's, you know, shot on film, it's in color, so it just looks amazing. And it's you know, some of this footage was, he was shooting The Memphis Belle, a short documentary he made back during World War II and was released then. Mm-hmm. But this is the rest of the footage he shot, which was hours and hours of it, turned into a really beautiful film and I think a really great tribute to those men that were on those missions back and forth.
Yeah, and a lot of our listeners might not realize, unless they've seen that awesome docuseries, Five Came Back, that a bunch of those big directors from back in that day, I think it was five of them, right, that went and shot footage of sort of the Why We Fight kind of a stuff. What was it? It was William Wyler, Frank Capra, George Stevens. There was like two other ones. They all went over there and filmed a lot of the war.
Yeah, and that was kind of a unique thing that not much of that has happened since.
Right, can you imagine that now? Yeah. Now it's like 1% that goes and fights and the directors wouldn't fly over there. You know, it's interesting how it's changed. But then you had Jimmy Stewart dropping the bombs anyway, so it was a different time.
Yeah.
The Guggenheim this year.
Yeah.
An awesome guy, Steve James, who's actually our anchor, Debbie Feinstein's brother-in-law.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Of course, of Hoop Dreams. What? Yeah. Why every year this is a highlight? I think, was it Werner Herzog last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago last year, Laura Poitras. It's our kind of, during the festival, we kind of shine the spotlight on a documentary filmmaker who's made great achievements, across their career. And this year it's Steve James. He's been working for decades, made a lot of great films. His feature Abacus was, nominated for the Oscar. And so, we're honoring him. We'll be showing clips from his films. Michael Phillips, critic at the Chicago Tribune, is coming in to have a conversation with him. So, and that we're doing at the American History Museum. We're also showing an episode from his new series called America to Me, which premieres later this year. It's a 10-part series. We're showing the first hour of it as part of the Guggenheim Symposium. So, and I think Steve is truly an American filmmaker, kind of his take on America from the beginning to, America to Me, his latest thing. Is great. So we thought American History would be a great place to honor him.
Awesome. Yeah, I highly recommend all of our listeners coming out to that. I had a chance to do when he was here with Life Itself a couple years ago. I think it was the closing night film of AFI Docs, the Roger Ebert documentary.
Yeah.
I emceed the Q&A with him and one of Ebert's childhood friends, and it was a not to miss thing. So don't miss him here. I mean, he's one of the great. I mean, he's like we'll look back on him one day as one of the seminal doc filmmakers, I think. So
yes,
it's going to be great.
Get a preview of that at AFI Docs.
Closing night. We can touch on some others, but what do we got closing night?
Closing night, we have the film that kind of, the hundreds of films that I watch. I mean, we get thousands, but I can't watch thousands. But the many films I watch, this was the film that made me the happiest. It's about roller skating, this culture of it's called adult nights at roller skating rinks. And it's where, mostly African-American people come in and they skate to like really great music. So that's what it's about. And I went back to that film more than once or twice to like, I just got to see that scene again. You know, I just have to hear that song with this great footage of people skating. It was my goosebump movie of the year. Yeah.
So want to end on that high note. Yeah. That and it's called United Skates.
United Skates.
Who's the filmmaker?
There are two filmmakers, two women filmmakers, which we're opening with women filmmakers. We're Centerpiece is directed by a woman, and our closing night film is directed by two women, Diana Winkler and Tina Brown.
Awesome. Any other ones we want to highlight in between there that just jumped to mind? How about Mr. Soul?
Oh, Mr. Soul. That's our screening at the National Museum of African American History and Culture at the Oprah Winfrey Theater. It's a documentary about Ellis Haslip. He had a show on WNET, started in the late 60s for several years, and it was kind of a Tonight Show, but it was a Black Tonight Show.
Okay.
And so it's a great look at him as somebody who did a lot, like on all the great footage you see in the film, really preserving, Black culture and kind of promoting and putting Black culture out on TV, on PBS.
That's awesome. How about Witkin and Witkin? I'm a twin myself, so I'm curious about these twins.
Yeah. No, it's a great art documentary about these two brothers who are artists and you see them, doing their art, and you learn about them as artists, but you also get into their personal relationship, which is one of the more interesting things about the film.
Uh-oh.
So Joel Peter Witkin is going to be at the screening as well, one of the subjects that he often includes in his art.
Wow, that's awesome. Is there any others you want to highlight?
All of them.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk sort of, before we go, talk sort of bigger picture stuff. I mean, how many submissions do you get for this? Or is it more you guys? Have you grown to a point where you just go out and you just handpick from on your own?
No, we get about 2,000 submissions. We do both. I mean, we go to other film festivals throughout the year looking for films. We're also getting things submitted to us. And so the process is kind of both. You find them other places, and a good many of them just fall into your lap, which is very exciting.
And of all those submissions, how many do you ultimately whittle it down that we're going to get to see here over the next couple of days?
It's a little under 100 this year. Yeah. So it's work.
Cream
cutting
of the crop.
It down.
Yeah. Cream of the crop. Yeah. Also, before we go, just explain to our listeners why it's really cool, unlike other film festivals maybe, where you'll see great movies, but why AFI Docs is uniquely an experience where you actually get to rub elbows with these guys. Like, we're talking about Steve James is coming. We're talking about how William Wyler's daughter's going to be here. You know, why is that a cool aspect of this?
Well, because a documentary film festival has a different tone than kind of a regular film festival where there's, like, you know, big movies and celebrities and, you know, all that stuff going on. And it's like a documentary festival. It's kind of like the celebrities are not only the directors, but also the subjects of the film. And yeah. And they, you know, it's really great to see kind of those people that have, you know, kind of opened up their lives to be in a movie, which I would never do, but have them there with an audience and kind of it's often kind of they get all the questions from the audience. You know, they ask the subjects, they want to know the subjects, and they're really the stars of the festival. So a lot of subjects come in and are in for the festival and will be at screenings.
Awesome. How can we find more information? I assume they can get tickets to the individual screenings, but is there also sort of like a festival long pass? What's the deal with all of that?
Yeah, we've got several different passes you can get depending on how you want to experience the festival. There's one that gets you kind of everything, the films, the parties. If you're just going to be in theaters for 5 days, then our film pass is the pass for you. And then we have a forum going on for 4 days, which are panels, discussions, and a lot of great stuff about documentary filmmaking. And we have a forum pass that gets you into that. So a lot to choose from. And then individual tickets as well, AFI.com.
Awesome. Sounds great. How many years have you been involved with it now?
This is number four.
Four now, yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you've been coming in for a few years now. Yeah. So, all right, how have you seen it grown just in your tenure?
It's growing. I feel like in prominence, you know, locally, and with kind of the different you know, institutions in Washington, like the kind of major media that's based in Washington, the NGOs that are based here, and even, you know, government officials too. So, and that's what we've been trying to do, is to really engage, you know, all of those groups, plus, of course, the great film-going community that's here in D.C., to bring them all together to have fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Michael Lumpkin, for coming in again. It's the AFI Docs Film Fest, best documentary festival in the entire world. So come see it Wednesday to Sunday here all over D.C. So thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.